Praise the Lord. God is so good, isn't he? He knows exactly where we are in our lives, and he knows exactly what we need and exactly what we need to hear. Praise Amen. God. Amen. Well, I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we want to thank each and every one of you for being here today. And I'm not sure if I see any new faces, but if this is your first time here at Oasis, if you'll just raise your hand so our ushers can give you a card. And I wanted to, I might have some new ones here, I'm not sure. Just raise your hand so our ushers can get you a card. And let's just give them a hand clap of Amen. Welcome today. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just invite you to enter into what God has got for you today. And I want to just speak a word of blessing over you before I turn over to Pastor. So just be ready to receive. Amen. Yeah. We all need a blessing, don't we?
Amen.
Father, I just declare and decree over your people that their steps are ordered of the Lord, that you consciously and unconsciously lead them and guide them by the Spirit of God. They are led in right paths according to the perfect will of God, not ahead and not behind, but right on time. I declare you walk in the divine wisdom of God. You have perfect understanding and perfect knowledge in every situation and every circumstance. I declare you and your household are blessed of the Lord. I declare your finances are blessed. The spirit of debt is destroyed because of the anointing that breaks the yoke of debt. I call you debt free in Jesus' name. I declare your body is strong, healthy, and whole. Nothing missing and nothing broken. You walk in divine health. I declare the peace of God is over you and you have soundness of mind. I declare the angels of God surround you, you and your family, and keep you and protect you, all of your household in the name of Jesus. And you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You've got a hand clap
Amen.
Of praise today.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Turn over to Pastor.
Praise God. Well, it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to say, I came
to receive
God's good word,
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word,
this day.
And I declare,
I'll never
be the same
again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to
God. Praise
God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service this day. Father, we just pray that your perfect will be carried out today in everything that is said and everything that is done. Father, we receive your word and we receive this communion today. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing in this service. Your glory is being revealed in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I told y'all, a few months ago, the Lord dealt with me that we weren't having communion enough and we needed to have it more. And so we're having it more. I'm doing it as I feel the Lord is directing me to do it. I actually thought I was teaching on something else this week. I was studying on favor to do favor part two this week. And I believe that is still coming, but I feel it very, very strongly. I got it clear that I'm supposed to do, communion today. But I'm going to do it with a different scripture today than you're going to be used to. I'll use the traditional scripture too, but we're going to take communion over a specific thing today. And that's the way that God gave it to me, and that's the way we're going to do it. I want you to open your Bibles and go to Isaiah 54 and 17. Y'all got mighty quiet in this church today. Glory to God. I can hear some of your stomachs growling. It's so quiet in here today. Oh, wait, that was my stomach. Isaiah 54 and 17. I'm going to read it in several different versions. In the King James, says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Now I want to read it in the Amplified. "No weapon that is formed against you will succeed, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. This peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is their vindication from me, says the Lord. Now in the easy to read version, people will make weapons to fight against you, but their weapons will not defeat you. Some people will say things against you, but anyone who speaks against you will be proved wrong. The Lord said, this is what my servants get. They get the good things that come from me, their Lord. One more in the message. But no weapon that can hurt you has ever been forged. Any accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar. This is what God's servants can expect. I'll see to it that everything works out for the best, God's decree. Now, I want to break this scripture down, Isaiah 54 and 17. Now, we're taking communion with this scripture, but we're believing for specific things. How many of you know specific weapons are formed against us by the enemy? I mean, I believe we're probably all going through different things. Everybody in this building is going through, some of the things are similar, but some of the things are different. But we're all going through something that the enemy is attacking. That's because we're Christians. And he's not going to attack a parked car, a car that belongs to him. A dog won't bark at a parked car. You know, a moving vehicle, a dog will bark at. And that's the thing about Christians. If you're a Christian, you've got the blood of Jesus on your life, the enemy is going to attack you. So let's identify some of the weapons that he uses to come against us. Okay? Dementia. That's a weapon the enemy uses. Diseases of all kinds. Job problems. Financial problems. Car problems. Strife of tongues. People criticizing you. People being judgmental. Accusations. Car accidents. Falls. Snake bites. There's a list that goes on and on and on and on. Maybe on your job, you have someone stirring up gossip about you, slandering you, accusing you, putting words in your mouth that you didn't say, trying to hurt you, trying to get you fired. That's a weapon formed against you. Strife from family members, strife from friends, strife from coworkers, strife from bosses, marital strife, legal problems. Take communion by faith, expecting these problems to go away or be solved or resolved. Take communion by faith, expecting and believing that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Expect a change for the better in your circumstances. It could be a physical weapon, an actual weapon. Lisa Osteen, John Osteen's daughter and Joel Osteen's sister, we know years ago, I guess it was over 15 years ago, she was opening the mail for her father, John. And as she opened the mail for her father at the ministry, a bomb went off. And it went off right in her face. She is leaning over this package, and the bomb went out right over her face. It was filled with nails and shrapnel and all kind of things. And they said it looked like it didn't hurt her. She had a few little minor things, but it went through her hair. Most of it just, it looked like they said that she had a hand in front of her face that kept it. The angels of God, I believe, kept it. I mean, you can see today there's no scarring from it. You can't tell it at all. And I was also seeing where a few years ago, about 10 years ago or so, T.D. Jakes, his house was bombed. And I believe that they found out that it was a bomb. But they said that he said that he was in his house. He's the guy that picks him up to go to church. He always picks him up at a certain time, and he was telling him, "Do you want me to come the same time as always?" And he said, "No, you've got a meeting. Did you forget about the meeting? So you're gonna, you know, still need to be a specific time." And he said, "He's thinking, well, whatever. Thinking what to do. He's thinking naturally." He said. And then all of a sudden, he said, "Cancel the meeting." He canceled the meeting, and then it threw the time off different. He wouldn't be in the part of his house where he was getting ready at 6:30 in the morning. He did it every Sunday, it's the same spot every time, same time every week. I know that as a pastor, that's the way that works. It's the same time every week. And he said that he wasn't in that spot. At 6:30, in about 2 seconds, a bomb went off and blew off that part of the house and blew it 100 feet away. I'm talking about blew it all over. And said that the people that checked it out said that it would have blown him and his wife to pieces. They would have never found them. That was a weapon, a literal weapon formed against them, but it did not prosper. Wanda Bowser, where are you at? You've been shot, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and it didn't take you out. You're still here. You're still praising God. Okay? There's been a lot of people here in the body that have been in tremendously bad car accidents. I mean, just bad car accidents. And God has supernaturally made a way. Supernaturally, even when cars were flipped over. And when, I know Granny was hit by a diesel truck, broadside, not a scratch on her. You can say what you want to. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, here's our problem. We think that this scripture is automatic, but it's not. Supernatural protection, and we have to believe for it. We have to put it in our heart and put it in our mouth. You have to take this scripture and do warfare. Here's our weapon. It is Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against my family will prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall show to be in the wrong. Excuse me? That is my spiritual supersonic weapon, if you will. As long as it's in my heart and it's in my mouth, it's coming out of my mouth. If it's in my heart, it's coming out of my mouth. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I need to be speaking that over my family. I need to be speaking that over the church. And we do. But I'm telling you, it's supernatural, and it causes things that the enemy has plans against all of us. He has things that he has arranged and he's set up for weeks and months and he's worked on even for years. But then you're in the wrong place at the wrong time because you've been confessing, no weapon formed against me will prosper. My steps are ordered of the Lord and ordered in your word. Not ahead and not behind, but right on time. No disease formed against me will prosper. No marital problem formed against you will prosper. No tongue or voice that may rise up against you will prosper. Maybe it's a voice in the middle of the night, and it's the enemy speaking in your mind, making you try to worry. Maybe you're riding down the street in your car, and that voice is just speaking to you. No weapon, no voice. Maybe the voice of a family member, their voice is formed against you. Maybe it's an ex-spouse, an ex-husband, or an ex-wife, and they're running their mouth. That's a weapon formed against you. No matter what the weapon, any voice that rises against you in judgment should be shown to be in the wrong. Zechariah 4:6 says, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts." This is the word of the Lord unto Wanda. This is the word of the Lord unto Karen. This is the word of the Lord unto Steve. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Maybe you're being attacked in your body. Take communion over it. Maybe a situation is bothering you and you can't get peace over it. Take communion over it. You say, well, you know, I don't ever know when the church is going to have communion services, which is true. And because a lot of times I wouldn't announce them if I did know, because a lot of people would stay out if I did it. Because a lot of people would think, well, it's just a communion. That'd be a great service for me to miss. That'd actually be the wrong service for you to miss. Communion services are miracle services. But you don't have to take communion just at a communion service and a church service. You take communion in your car. You can take communion at your house. You defeat the enemy in the spirit by taking communion. Whatever your biggest problem is today, take communion over it, and it'll be broken today in the spirit. Okay, now, I want y'all to help me on this part right here. I'm going to say something. Here's what I'm going to say, and then I'm going to get y'all to say something. As I take communion today, I receive healing from And then I want you to raise your hand and I want you to say, I'm going to point at you, and then I want you to say what you're receiving healing from, one thing that you're receiving healing from. And a bunch of y'all, I want you to help me. Okay? As I take communion today, I receive healing from... As I take communion today, I receive healing from... As I take communion today, I receive healing from... As I take communion today, that's good. I receive healing from... As I take communion today... Oh, you can feel it building. It's building. It's building. The power of God is in here. As I take communion today, I receive healing from... Glory to God. Glory to God. See? See now, you see what's happening? We're engaging our faith now. We're engaging our faith in the communion service. It's not just a dead, dry service that we do out of ritual or religious activity because we're supposed to have communion so often and we should do this every now and then. We're putting our faith, we're mixing our faith with communion and we're expecting results. As I take communion today, I receive healing from, yes, attacks of the enemy. As I, praise God. As I take communion today, I receive healing from fear. Good. Good. Last couple. As I take communion today, I receive healing from diabetes. As I take communion today, I receive healing from sleepless nights. Glory to God. Glory to God. I agree with that. So these weapons formed against us will not prosper. The weapon of depression formed against us will not prosper. The weapon of financial issues formed against us will not prosper. The weapon of car problems formed against us will not prosper. The weapon of doubt formed against us will not prosper. The weapon of pain in our body formed against us will not prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue, every lying tongue, every lying tongue that the devil says, you got this for the rest of your life. It's always going to be this way. Every lying tongue of the enemy shall be shown to be in the wrong. Every lying tongue, this is the truth of God's word, and this is how it'll be. This is the truth of God's word, and that's what we're declaring today. We're putting it in our heart, we're putting it in our mouth. No weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against my family shall prosper. And every tongue, every lying tongue that shall rise against me in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're taking communion against weapons that are already formed against us, problems and situations that we already know about. We're coming against those things in the spirit by taking communion by faith, expecting a positive change. But we're also taking communion ahead of the weapons that the enemy wants to form against us, ahead of the things the enemy is trying to form against us, the plans that he is trying to do, the weapons he is trying to get put into use against us, right in front of us. We're using our spiritual weapon of taking communion today ahead in front of the enemy's plans to stop those plans from even being formed against us. Something was said in intercessory prayer a few times. Sometimes we have intercessory prayer down here on Tuesdays and Fridays. It's somewhere between 11 and 1. Sometimes it's later than that. Sometimes it's less than that. But that's just the general time frame. And anybody that wants to pray is welcome during those times. But it's pretty much Tuesdays and Fridays every week, unless there's holidays or something, between 11 and 1. Now, in intercession, we'd be praying in the Spirit, and we'd be praying with our natural understanding. And we're looking at sheets of people that are here and people that are not here and families, and you know, we see your pictures on the church directory. And sometimes we'll have something like an impression or an unction. It'll come up to us. We need to really focus in on this family today or this person today, this situation today. And it's not from, sometimes it could be from natural knowledge. I understand somebody could call in for prayer and that's great. But sometimes it's not from natural knowledge. It's from just the Spirit saying, this person needs prayer. Well, they were at church Wednesday. I saw them. No. No, it's not about whether they were there or not. It's about what are they going through right this second That's where we miss it. That's where we miss it. We reason it away, and the Holy Spirit is trying to say, don't reason it away. Don't reason me away. And we'll be in prayer, and we'll just get an impression. And what I'm learning is just, if somebody keeps coming to my mind, I don't care. I'm just going to pray for them. It's certainly not going to hurt anything if I'm praying for them. And I guarantee you, I believe their situation is going to improve. You understand? Now, Carol mentioned this. She's one of the intercessors that comes on Tuesdays and Fridays. And she said, you know, so-and-so, and she mentioned this about a couple of different situations. She said, you know, this recent situation, she said, that person's going to be okay because it looked like they were going to die. She said, that person's going to be okay. And I said, yeah, we believe in that. She said, don't you remember? And I said, I don't. She said, last week at intercession, she said, I was asking y'all, let's pray about this person. She said, let's cover them. And we did. We covered them. We covered, because she made the statement. She said, let's just start out in a generic prayer. Just cover them. We were covering with Isaiah 54 and 17 is generic prayer. Plead the blood. And because we didn't know what the Spirit was going. And we just started praying and praying and praying. And then that was it. Well, then this weapon formed against them, against their health, it came about a week later. I had already forgot we prayed about them. And she made the statement. She said, we don't have to worry about that situation at all. She said, because we covered that one ahead of time. That didn't stop the enemy, but it stopped his plans. You understand? His plans did not succeed or prosper because they were covered ahead of time. And the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, is wanting us to cover things ahead of time. I understand sometimes we're not sensitive. I'm talking to pastor. Sometimes I'm not as sensitive as I need to be on the things of the Spirit of God that I'd like to be. But I'm telling you, we're all growing in this, and we can grow more. And I've grown more than I used to be. I'm more sensitive now. If I see somebody's face in front of me, I don't care if somebody, like in prayer, I don't have the pride now that I used to. Well, I just can't just mention somebody's name and I don't know anything that's wrong with them. No, just mention it and just go on and start praying until I finish. And then just do it and do it and do it and do it. And me and Pastor Sharon do the same thing at home. You know, sometimes we have natural knowledge. I'm not acting like we don't. And, you know, people call in, people text in, and that's great. We like natural knowledge. That helps us to pray. But sometimes the Holy Spirit will just give you something and say, pray. Because weapons are trying to be formed. And we can stop some things, and we can completely wipe out some plans of the enemy. That's all of us. So that's one of the reasons we're taking communion. It's not just for weapons that are already formed that we know about, but there's other weapons we don't know about, other plans of the enemy that he's got that we're gonna take care of in this spiritual communion today. Communion is a supernatural act. I got this when I was praying. I never saw this before. It's a prophetic act. It is. I'm taking communion, and I'm receiving the blood for forgiveness of my sins, and I'm receiving the bread that was broken for my body. That is a prophetic act. I'm doing that. I'm showing the devil I belong to God. I got a covenant with Almighty God. This is prophetic to you. Everything, every weapon you got, nah, it ain't nothing to me. Every weapon, every idea you got against me, it ain't nothing to me. Every tongue you got against me, it ain't nothing to me. If the devil's roaring at you today, take communion against him. Take it by faith, expecting God's glory to be revealed in your situation. Now, I know I've taught on this the last 2 months, and I'm going to encourage you, go back and get the tape in November and December, the CD. But we do have religious, I'm going to just touch it, we have religious mindsets about the elements. And, you know, some people get all bent out of shape. They say, well, I want to take communion, but I don't have the unleavened bread at my house, and I don't have the grape juice at my house. Have you got cheese crackers at your house? Have you got Ritz crackers at your house? Have you got water at your house? Have you got milk or Diet Coke? I would never do that. That would just be so wrong. It would just be so unholy. Ain't nothing unholy about it. God wants you to have communion more than we're having communion. It's about having the communion. It's not about the elements. Don't get your eyes on the religious element. Hang on. You know what I started to do? I started to put peanut butter crackers in there and crunch them up. But I knew. Can you imagine? That'd be the thing in the community. We had communion Sunday with peanut butter crackers. Oh my God, they're a cult. Look at that. They're crazy. They shouldn't be doing that. That's a holy, sacred thing. In the church, you know, we have these things. So I shouldn't do it just because I can do it. So we do it because we got them. But I got news for you. If we didn't have the elements, I'd use peanut butter crackers in the church. I wouldn't care. You understand? I use them at home. Why wouldn't I use them here? Brother Hagin, let me take a little quick side journey. Brother Hagin one time was telling this brother how many people had got saved in their service, and it was a lot of people that had got saved in this service. Brother Hagin had already told him that they had had a fellowship dinner, whatever, and it rained on the outside. They had it on the outside, and they had to move the altars out of the church, and they put them somewhere else, and they, you know, a lot of the seating and stuff. And this brother was confused, and he said, "I thought you said a lot of people got saved at the church Sunday." He said, "I did." He said, "But I thought you said they took the altars out of the church." And he said, "We did." He said, "Then how did they get saved?" Got your eyes on an altar, a wooden altar made by a man. That had nothing to do with it. You can kneel at the altar. That's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with having altars. We have altars. As a matter of fact, we took them out for space. Matter of fact, I think we still got them in the back somewhere. I don't know. But we took them out for space. But that would, religious mindsets, how? It just doesn't work for me. Just like you can have communion with cheese crackers, peanut butter crackers. If you prefer cheese, never mind. But take communion at home. Take it in your car. Take it going to work. Use whatever you have. It's the spiritual weapon of communion. And expect, taking it by faith, expecting a breakthrough, expecting a turnaround, expecting a miracle. Expecting movement in your situation. Positive movement, positive change. Every time we partake of communion, our health should be getting better in some aspect. Every time we partake of communion, something should be changing for the good because we're using our faith with it. The problems are lessening. Yeah. And I taught on this and the other two, and I'm just going to touch it. Don't allow the enemy to get you not to take it. We went into the in-depth thing about taking it unworthily and all this. The enemy will tell you you're not worthy. Okay, I'm going to tell you something that I've never said before. I want you to agree with the devil. I know, half of y'all just fell off the seats. I know. He said you're not worthy. You're not. Not a person in here worthy. Not one. None of us. We can't take it because we're not worthy. But it's not because of me that I can take it. It's not because of my righteous acts. It's because of what Jesus did that I can take it. And see, the devil's trying to get you not to take it because you're unworthy. You're just not worthy enough. You take, and it was about an unworthy manner, but I'm not going into all that. But he tries to tell you you're not worthy to take communion, so he doesn't get you to take communion because he knows it's going to release power in your life, in your situation, in your circumstance, and he doesn't want that power released in you. So he has to lie to you. I am the righteousness of God in Christ because of what Jesus did, not what I do or have done or will do. Maybe the enemy has pointed his big guns at you in multiple areas. Then we said, point Isaiah 54 and 17 at him and declare it by faith against him that no weapon formed against you will prosper. And also, okay, Hebrews 4 and 12 says, the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and to the joints and marrow and to the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Use a scripture and the word. We're using a scripture, Isaiah 54, 17, and the word. We're taking communion, the scripture and communion. Now, you may be in a really hard situation. Take communion more often. Well, we take it at church. Take it more often. Sometimes the Lord's going to lead you by the Spirit to take it more often. Some people read certain scriptures, healing scriptures, every day to keep their faith strong against the enemy. Dodie Osteen is one. So some people take communion every day, and that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It certainly can't hurt. All it can do is help. Great power is released in our bodies and our minds and our circumstances when we take communion by faith. But if we do it as a religious tradition, it won't release any faith. It's a dead ritual. Communion services should be where we judge ourselves, where we make adjustments to line ourselves up with the Word of God. Not our neighbors, not our friends, but us. Where are we missing it? What does the Word say about this situation, and where are we missing it? That's the Word saying, okay, I line myself up to you, Father. That's what we're doing. We're judging ourselves. Are you presently doing something that you know the Lord is not pleased with? Then release it to God and ask forgiveness. Repent. Turn away from it. James 4 and 10 says, humble yourself before the Lord and He will lift you up. Humble yourself by forgiving others and by asking for forgiveness for yourself. Let me say that again. Humble yourself by forgiving others and by asking for forgiveness for yourself. I want to ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. I want to pray. I want to plead the blood before we partake of the communion today. And we're going to just have a little time where the music's going, and then we'll come up and do it today. Not quite yet. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every person under the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus over every family, every child, every grandchild, every extended families of the families that are here. I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds. I plead the blood of Jesus over their bodies. I plead the blood of Jesus over their finances. I declare communion, as they partake of communion today, there's going to be an effect. There's miracles and signs and wonders that happen today in our midst, today in our bodies, today in our minds, today in our circumstances, today in our finances. Miracles, signs, and wonders. The glory of God is revealed as we partake of communion today. Matthew 26 through 27 says, and 28, it says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. Then He took a cup, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Okay, I'm going to ask them, ushers, if they just take the tops off of it.